The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wrestling art with Chris Things.
Ray! Do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. Do the hammerlock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock.
Everybody's doing it. Hi friends. Welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things, Brian, your host, your wrestling art guide, your person who goes down a bunch of different weird wrestling rabbit holes, your little old pal. Welcome to 2025. Yeah, man, it has been a crazy time since I spoke to you last. I honestly is intending on doing various podcast episodes over the last few weeks that ended up just not happening with all the craziness. So to take you back, I'm not sure how much I mentioned it on the podcast, but we've been in the process of purchasing a new property up in Montville, Queensland for the last... Geez, feels like a month and a half or more. I don't know. It felt like it was never going to end, to be honest. But then it finally did. And it was just like, oh, okay, done. And then this past Monday, we actually moved in, which is a crazy, crazy thing. So we finished packing and moving house, which was just such a bloody ordeal. Man, I, for the last, like, 2 weeks, feel like I just had my head underwater, and basically from Christmas onwards, like, before Christmas, I had all those crazy oddities events where I was traveling interstate, like, every weekend. I did Brisbane, Melbourne, then finishing up last one in Sydney. I made the great decision to catch a train all the way from Sydney back to Brisbane, because it was that pre-Christmas period where all of the flights were just insanely expensive. And, you know, I tried to do this thing on a bit of a shoestring budget, you know, so that was me trying to save money. But yeah, dude, it was like a 14-hour train ride, maybe more, I don't even know. There was a bus involved. I left it like 7:30 in the morning, and I arrived at my destination back home in Brisbane at like 10:30 p.m. at night. Man, it was a heck of a time. I mean, there was nice points that the scenery coming out of Brisbane, from Sydney, for all of you that don't know, traveling on the train from Sydney up north, absolutely beautiful. I was seated next to a wonderful older lady named Barb. We had hours and hours worth of beautiful chats, all about her life, all about her different travels, her raising a son as a single mother in Greece. Man, it was honestly fantastic. I had a great time. But yeah, that has just been nuts ever since Christmas, and then moving house. We finally are here. We're finally up here in Montville. in the new house. It feels kind of surreal. I was very sad to leave my old place in Brisbane on Petrie Terrace. A bunch of you listening to this might have you know, spent various nights there on a couch there, at any of my parties that I had at that place, on that back deck. I have so much love for that place. And I associate so much of my art practice with that place as well. You know, pretty well all of the art that I've created in the last, like, 8 years of when I feel like I've been making a proper go of this, and then especially the last, you know, year and a half that I've been doing this full-time, you know, attempting to be a professional artist full-time, an illustrator, I associate all of that with creating art in that environment. So it's a bit strange now that place is gone, you know, and I've moved on, but my current surroundings here in Montville are absolutely beautiful, and I feel so lucky to be here. We have so much nature. So my whole thing, as I mentioned to you in the past, is I am looking to be, you know, less distractions and more productive art, and I feel like these beautiful surrounds are hopefully gonna contribute to that art, and that focus on said art in a good way. You can probably hear right now there's these wonderful cicadas, I don't know how you say that, that are all around the bush forest surrounds here. They come in and out, so I don't know if you hear something in the background. It's for once not an audio problem of my setup, as professional as that is. But yeah, it's just the sounds of nature, which I kind of dig. Hopefully it's not too annoying. I apologize if my audio isn't the best today. This is my first time kind of like set up, not exactly everything as it should be. One of the annoying things when, you know, moving house from a place that you've lived for, you know, a better part of 10 years is you move, and now I just don't know where anything is. So so many chords where I'm like, I need that, I need this. And as much as you make best-made plans and label all your boxes and stuff, there's still a lot where you're like, man, I have no idea when I'm going to find this. But that's just the fun part of the journey, you know. But, yeah, what I thought I'd do today is just have a talk to you, you know, because this is a pretty momentous life change that I wanted to document. I did a little bit of a reel on the old Instagram, you know, a little kind of mini excerpt of the surrounds, but you know, maybe I can do a bit more of that kind of stuff and do more video kind of things, just walking through our little forest bush thing and a little beautiful creek that we've got, some of our dams. I don't know, I'll try to incorporate that and capture that a little bit, because I really do want to include you guys in this journey. You know, it's a wild time, but yeah, so what I thought I'd do today, just have a bit of chat to you about that, and also have a chat, as this is, you know, our first show of 2025. 2024, dude, I look at it and so much stuff happened. And obviously along with my partner and her sister and her husband, we bought a property, which feels so bizarre to me. You know, definitely not something I thought I'd be able to do as a struggling artist. But yeah, thankfully, you know, being able to share that load a little bit and doing a bit more of a communal manner, we've been able to kind of make it work. So I feel so grateful for that. But then, yeah, man, like I look at the amount of stuff that's happened with my art practice in 2024 and how much forward I feel like we've all, you know, and I don't want to just say me, I want to say you, because you are the guys that are helping me do this, you know, how much we've collectively pushed this forward throughout 2024. So I really want to say such a heartfelt thank you to everyone who's like made a purchase, who's you know, sent a supportive message, who's said something's cool, who's liked something on Instagram, who takes the time to listen to this nonsense podcast, or, you know, to my much loved ongoing clients as well. Like, all of y'all are responsible for helping me progress this thing. So yeah, it's wild to think of all the things that happened in 2024. So I thought I'd maybe touch on that. I thought that'd be a cool kind of, this is a reflective moment to kind of like look at things and soak it up a little bit. I mean, I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a bit of a thing where when cool things happen, I kind of go just through all of the stress of getting it there, getting it done, you know, like, let's say putting together an art exhibition or whatever. You get it up and then it's like, oh, okay, good, that's done, next, you know, and you don't take a proper moment to soak it up as much as you should. So that's what I'm trying to do a little bit here, reflect on what's happened. You know, so we had Chris Things 2024 at the Scratch, my solo show that I was so stoked about. We had our sequel to the Los Luchadores versus Cowboys de la Muerte show with our luchadors versus cowboy skeletons kind of deal. And I was very proud of that show. And then that show ended up becoming a big part of the rest of my year for all of the different in-person events that I've done. I'll have to tally them up and have a look, but I feel like I've done a heck of a bunch of in-person events this year, which has been such a wonderful experience. You know, for those of you who've been keeping up on the podcast, I talk a lot about that, you know, about the range of things where you have an absolutely wonderful, you know, weekend, where it you know, you get some absolutely beautiful feedback and it's very successful, and then you have other ones that just, you know, for whatever reason, it's just not that much of a home run, and you have your real moments of despair. But what I've learned through doing a whole bunch of them, I don't know if I've done 20 of these events in 2024, 30 maybe, I don't know. I did some at a rock climbing, the back alley behind a rock climbing venue. I've done ones at many of Señor Fantástico's wonderful Lucha Fantástica events all over the country. I've done different artist markets at Fallon's Barrel Hall and all sorts of different makers markets and creators markets in, you know, South Bank Whale Hall and all over the place, just doing as much as I possibly can. But yeah, I guess the big takeaway is that you have ups and downs. It's a heck of a roller coaster, but you just have to keep moving forward, keep doing them. Because from my experience in doing these events, the positive experiences far outweigh any negative ones. So that's been an amazing thing. So if there's any of y'all that are listening that I originally met and had a lovely chat to face-to-face at any of these events that I've done in 2024, I'm so happy to have you along for the ride here. This whole thing, you know, with the podcast, I obviously do my Match of the Week ones where I talk to different pals about those matches and those artworks. I get to talk to other amazing wrestling artists on this show, like little Petey Puro or Eric Jam or all sorts of amazing people that I got to talk to in 2024. So I'm so grateful that got to happen. And a massive thank you to all of my guests as well. But yeah, like, I guess in another way, this podcast is meant to just kind of be documenting my artistic journey, you know, the ups, the downs, the in-betweens, all the stuff. So I think this is a key touch point that I just want to take a little bit to be like, man, 2024 was rad. we had the Match of the Week year one book come out as well, and that meant so much to me on how much that was supported from everyone, with the pre-orders to selling, you know, whole way more, honestly, than I would have expected of this book, of this self-published book that I put together myself, and had printed up and been brought into the world and sold at in-person events and things as well. But getting to sign that for people is super nice. But so that was mind-blowing. That kind of like opened my mind up to, whoa, people actually want to, you know, buy this kind of stuff. And I'm not just reliant on a publisher, you know. So that's a cool thing. I had the calendar that has recently been launched a little while back, which you can get all these things on christhings.com.au. Not to be too salesy there, but that's the best place to get that, the art prints and whatnot. I had a bunch of different group art shows that were just so cool to be part of.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Been arranging from a few different like wrestling art specific group shows that were like amazing to be part of, you know, because that's my whole thing, right? So I got to be part of one at Netherworld earlier in the year, as well as one at in Sydney, and those are both so rad, you know, seeing different people kind of like reflect on this. Putting the muse of wrestling into their art, so that was super awesome. But yeah, then just all sorts of ones, you know, that group self-portrait exhibition that I got to do in West End was super cool. That was a weird one, you know, the idea of doing my first ever self-portrait as a professional artist that's going to be on display for public consumption, but that was super cool, and I just felt so lucky to be part of something with so many amazingly talented artists. Just all sorts of stuff. The Brisbane Street Art Festival opening night exhibition between these walls that I got to do. You know, between you and me, I think there's even some. One of the paintings, or two, both of the paintings, in fact, that I haven't even posted on here. So I need to get to that. I think art prints of those might be quite fun. One of them has sort of like a classic era Satoru Sayama tiger mask jumping off the top rope in big grandiose fashion. The other one's like a El Solitario fashionista kind of piece. But yeah, man, always so much to do here. But I mean, yeah, in this wandering narrative of a podcast today, just kind of like looking at all these things, and it's kind of mind blowing all the stuff that happened in 2024. But I've got some exciting stuff to announce on here, you know, between us for 2025. So I mentioned before, I think. It's looking to be probably a little bit later in February now, but I'm getting to do all of the official artwork for my favorite bar in the whole wide world, their annual sour beer celebration weekend, where they have a full tap takeover, all of the amazing sour beers from around the world, called Weekend of Tartness, and I'm going to be doing the official artwork for that thing. So the official t-shirt, the official poster, all of it. And so I'm super excited about that. And as well as that, for that month of February, I'm going to have a full-on another solo show. So Chris Things 2025 will be taking place on the walls of Scratch for that month, which I think lines up really well with the AEW show that's going to be in town. So I'm super stoked that maybe when if anyone's up, you know, as part of that that AEW weekend, come on down to Scratch. And you can see my full solo art show up on the walls of Scratch. You might even be able to buy yourself an original painting. I think that worked out really, really well. So I'm looking forward to that. I've already sort of like drafted up some of the conceptual kind of things for it. Some of the preview graphics and such. But yeah, super excited about that. Like I said last time, I've got a pretty cool kind of like concept in mind that's kind of like what we've had before, but a little bit of an interesting twist on it. So that's pretty cool. And then I'm also looking to, at Scratch on that weekend of the big AEW show in Brisbane, on the Sunday night, I'm going to do a wrestling club. So for everyone that's up there, hopefully you're up there through Sunday night. If you're not, maybe extend those return flights a little bit. I don't know. Go back on the Monday. Get your Monday off work if you can. Because Sunday night at the Scratch, I'm going to be doing all of the wrestling club things, and I hope as many of you all can join us as possible. Maybe I'll do some trivia things again, but very excited about that. The other thing that's happening in February that's mind-blowing, I don't know if you guys have been kept up with my kind of like look-back series that I've been doing on the original Way of the Blade book that I've been doing for the last little while, looking back on some of my favorite illustrations from that original book in the lead-up to the new book. Well, I'm stoked to say I have officially heard that mid-February, we're officially doing it. It's going to be launched. I think pre-orders will probably be up at some point in the near future, so keep an eye out for the sequel to Way of the Blade, the AEW edition. So the greatest, a look back at the greatest bloody wrestling matches in the young history of the company that is All Elite Wrestling. This was just such an honor to get to do. Those early years of AEW, I think, were so close to my heart. I really think that having a new competitor company to finally say that there can be a bit of a different flavor of professional wrestling other than what, you know, the New York territory puts out, I think that's been such an important thing for wrestling. And I love so much of the different matches and all sorts of stuff, that those early years of the company, very close to my heart. So getting to commemorate that in illustration form was such a treat. You know, I think I did like more than 60 match illustrations for this project, working again with the great Phil Schneider and Jonathan Snowden of Hybrid Shoot on this project, and the old team from the original Way of the Blade back together. Phil's done a tremendous job again with his write-up and accompanying words for each of those matches. And yeah, I think it's interesting looking at the illustrations now, seeing my illustrative style evolve a little bit, perhaps, from the original book. It's been super cool. There's some matches in there that I'm super proud of the illustrations. And I can't wait for you guys to get to see them. So if you want to get on that and support that, I'm so excited for the release. I'll keep you posted on more of the things, but Hybrid Shoot on their Twitter posted a really cool sizzle reel for the book that I'm very excited about. So yeah, man, big things for 2025. I'm hoping to do as many in-person events as I humanly can as well. Currently trying to maybe line up some other stuff for the big AEW weekend. We'll see what happens. But going forward, some more Lucha Fantastica stuff. any artist markets I can possibly get myself into and just keeping this thing rolling, guys. So we're back into it. I'm sort of unpacked from the move. I feel like there's still so much to do. We have to set up fences. We have a whole another house kind of to be built on this property, but I don't think there's going to be any shortage of things to do here, but I'm excited about it. And the most important thing, at least relating to my art practice, is that I have the main stuff unpacked, you know, so I'm finally ready to get back on things. I have a lot of art to create for this big solo show in February, so I'm about to get into that crazy like art output mode where I'm just like painting up all of the things, which is a stressful time but an amazing time, you know, when I've been doing that each one of these years. So I'm kind of stoked for that. We'll see how we go. I've got an art shirt at the moment that I think has some moisture problems in it, but I'm about to dig a ditch around it to hopefully prevent that. Put the old dehumidifier in there, see what we can do. But yeah, guys, this is my life at the start of 2025. So happy to have you guys still on board, indulging my nonsense and supporting my art. Means the world to me. I'm keeping on kicking along, keeping this little Chris things train chugging along. Let's just keep doing this together, guys. But I'm very happy to have you here to reflect on these moments, and yeah, I just want to let you know that I appreciate every one of you. I also appreciate the great team at Social Suplex, socialsuplex.com, the home to this podcast, as well as a whole bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts, from Keeping It Strong Style, One Nation Radio, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Imps WW Adventure, All Things Elite, AEW Match Recommendation podcast, Tunnel Talk. Oh, daddy, there's a boatload of things there, so if you need more wrestling audio content, that's your place to go. So thank you to Social Suplex for keeping the lights on for this podcast. Allow me to do this thing, allow me to get in your little ear holes. And yeah, this is kind of it. I wasn't sure exactly how this podcast would go, but mainly just touching on and reflecting all those key milestones of 2024. Dude, I flew so much in 2024. I ranked up some frequent flyer points. I actually got to redeem them on a flight at the end of the year, so that felt kind of nice. I drove all over the place. I had the support of my wonderful partner, Kaylin, for a lot of these events in Brisbane and all over the place. So I really appreciate her for that. But yeah, it's feeling real, you know, both in terms of the actualization of this, you know, art thing and these new surrounds. It's an interesting time. All right, well, I think that's it for today, but until next time, I hope you guys are working away on your own little projects. Feel welcome to reach out to me to say sup. Let me know what you got going on. Let me know if you watch any rad wrestling matches that you'd recommend that I check out. Who knows, it might even end up a match of the week. Or if you have any cool commission ideas where you'd like me to art up your favorite match, do an illustration of your dog, do an illustration of your dog flying through the air as a luchador. I don't know, whatever the only bounds are as far as your mind's creativity can go. We can do this together. Like, I think I do pretty reasonable commission rates, and I'm all about that that customer satisfaction as well. So I want to make sure you're happy with it no matter what. So that can be a thing. But no pressure, like I said, support if you want. If you that's not a thing, that's okay. I'm just happy to have you along for the ride, guys. All right, well, until next time, enjoy!
Everybody's doing it. And you deny.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.